Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It's a beautiful Wednesday night here in Central Florida. We have a terrible rainstorm, and we have that cold front that's coming down from Georgia and South Carolina. And I want y'all to know that our weather alert is in effect for another, 12 minutes?
12 minutes.
So
that's a long time here.
Feel sorry for us. These poor folks can't, you know, they can't get home. They're driving on icy roads. They've got nothing but, sheets of ice.
And we're complaining about rain.
We've got another 12 minutes of bad weather. And that, I don't know if it's that way all over the country. Can they determine what the weather is like as well as we can here? I'm assuming.
I would think so.
You think so? So can they say, we know here, the storm will pass in 12 minutes.
Well, the thing is, weather blows through Central Florida
very quickly. Because we're a peninsula.
We're a peninsula, so it blows from one side of the state to the other.
Right. Or as some people have called us, the penis of the United States, which I do not agree with, by the way.
No.
But if you look at Florida, it sure does kind of hang out there a little bit.
We're a boot.
Hence a peninsula.
We're more like a boot.
A boot.
A
boot
skinny,
sounds better than the other thing.
Non-penis boot.
We're a non-penis boot, that's right. But we're getting this nasty weather, and about half an hour ago it just started going crazy, and it was 84 or 85 degrees.
It has been absolutely beautiful for the last 3 days.
It's been so wonderful, and now it's going to drop down to the 50s or 40s or something. But
and for us, that's really cold.
And y'all don't know this up north, we get drastic 30, 35 degree temperature changes, and when you do, it causes anyone who has a sinus, and that should be most of us, our sinuses, it starts to produce a phlegm.
Oh, and I'm having a terrible problem tonight, so if you all
everybody, so
hear me
you
going,
cough bleh. And clear your throat, mm-hmm. do whatever you have to do, but the doctors will tell you you must take allergy medicine.
Yes, otherwise you really have a problem.
You're going to get a sinus infection. It's just going to happen. So we're all living on allergy medicine. And I was actually talking to somebody today, and I've noticed that when I take allergy medicine, I don't have a filter that's normally there. Hence, I just called the state of Florida a penis. So there we go. I mean, I think we
you
can
don't have a filter, and I don't have a memory. And anyway.
So there you go. Who are you again? No, it's true. So I just want to warn everybody tonight, you're really going to hear it 100% completely the way you probably shouldn't hear what I'm saying. So, but
it should be an exciting show.
It should be an exciting show. One of the things we're going to talk about tonight that I'm really looking forward to, and I sent this out, all those of you who are on our email list, and if you'd like to get on our list, just shoot us your email address at docginny@aol.com. That's docginny@aol.com, and I'll put you on the email list. And when you're on the email list, you always find out when the show is going to be or any updates that we're having or specials that we're doing for readings, et cetera. So it's kind of nice to be on that list. But I had sent out an email today, and one of the things we do want to talk about tonight is how fear controls our lives. And we don't want it to. Most of us know when we're allowing fear to control what we're doing, what we're saying, how we're reacting, and we want to put a stop to it. So we're going to talk a little bit about the different kind of fears that we have, which include mental stress or fear-based emotions. And then we're going to go into thought patterns and things we can do to stop it in its track,
mm-hmm.
which I think is really important because I myself included, we've all been controlled by fear or by thoughts we don't want to have. And a lot of times when folks call me, it's because those thoughts are caught on a loop and it's going
mm-hmm.
round and round and round, and they want to put a stop to it. And their question is, how can I stop thinking about this? How can I – because I feel like I'm tormenting and torturing myself.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that tonight, and I think you're going to find it really interesting. The other thing we're going to do, like we do every single week and we love to do, is we're going to be doing our readings. So if you'd like to get a mini angel reading, give us a call at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. Jessica, you almost fell asleep.
I'm like, hello?
Really? Is that my part? Okay. But if you give us a call, we'll do an angel reading for you. We'll be happy to do that. If you have a question or maybe you just want some advice or maybe to talk about a problem that's happening and you need a little bit of a shoulder, we're here for that.
Well, we're here. We love to talk, don't we?
Yeah, I.
You especially. You love to talk.
I was doing a chakra cleansing on my daughter, and I was teaching her how to chant.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in band, so she's got really good lungs. And we were doing the different eight. When you're doing a chakra cleansing, you want to do it through all the chakras, which is C, D, E, F, G, and then A, B. That's kind of how it works.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so I was doing it with her, and we were doing D, and she really likes D. So you kind of really emote. And she goes, "Mom, you can do it so much longer than me." She goes, "That's because you talk all the time. You're longer." And I thought it was so funny. So then we were having a contest. So, of course, you know, here we are supposed to be meditating and do it. And then she's like, "Let's see who could do it longer." It doesn't matter as long as she's
made it
toning.
Fun.
So it was wonderful. It was fun. We had a good time. And she started out the first day saying, "I don't like this. This is weird.
Uh-huh.
I don't like, you know." And now, like 4 days into it, because we're doing it every day, she says, "I really like it. It makes me feel sleepy and really relaxed."
Oh, that's
which
good.
Is the whole idea of meditating,
right? Right,
right. Because if you have high blood pressure, it will lower it. If you just have stress in your life,
uh-huh.
it will lower it. If you don't have any stress, it still makes you feel really good when you're done.
It's a wonderful thing. I have trouble erasing stuff out of my brain because my brain continues to work and work and work, and it's like, stop. How do you shut it off?
You do what we're going to talk about tonight in how not to allow fear,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times the thoughts that you're having are concerns for the future,
right.
things how you're going to handle them or things that you need to get done that you fear that you won't get done or
mm-hmm.
won't have enough time for, and that's one of the things we're going to talk
okay.
about tonight. So I'm going to give you
some
really good tips that not only work, but that you can do at any time. You don't need any special tools. You don't need to be sitting at your kitchen table to do
okay.
it. So that's a really good thing, too. And then we're going to talk tonight, in between if we have time, I have put together a list of about 50 different, I'll call them quotes, that will change the way you think, that change the way you look at your life. And I would say it's probably the 50 most common quotes that I use when I'm talking to people.
Okay.
And I've compiled this list of things that when I'm talking to folks that are, if you can go through this list of 50 things and put a check mark next to each one, I guarantee you, you're having an awesome life.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
An awesome life, huh?
An awesome life, yeah. An awesome life, because it means you're living your life to your fullest. You're enjoying it. You're taking it a day at a time. You're not looking too far in the past or too far into the
okay.
future. So it's really good, but these are like 50 different things, very simple one-sentence, like quotes, that you can do that will absolutely change your life.
Okay.
And I can promise you that. So good stuff. We've got a lot of good things going on. We want to say that we went to Peter Cannell's meetup over in Casadega.
Uh-huh.
And we went there last Thursday night.
And we had so much fun.
What a blast. What a great guy. What a good person. You know, there's so few people that I can really just sit there and say, I know they're good all the way down to their inner core, their brain.
Yes, you can definitely sense that with him.
Yeah, and just, you know, just a good person. We had a great time. His meetups are always good. I'd like to give you the name of it because I did last week, and I'm remiss because I really don't remember the name of his meetup. We're going to come up with it in just a second.
It's Peter Cannell's Fantabulous Meetup.
Casadega Metaphysical Group. Is the name of it.
Okay.
It's not really the name of it. It's Casadega Metaphysical Group Intuitive Spiritual Studies. And yeah, and he has, like, he's doing a different thing each week now.
Which I love.
Like, last week it was Building Your Psychic Abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it for all levels. It doesn't matter if you don't know anything about being intuitive.
Yeah, you don't have
to
know anything.
Or if you've been doing it for 21 years, like me. So it's really great. This week he's got a psychic medium party open house, which is completely full. I think he has two spots left, actually. So that is on, I believe, tomorrow, the 12th.
Okay.
When is that?
Today?
Well, then it's tonight. So there you go.
We missed it.
It's actually started 15 minutes ago. He should be airing the show in the middle of
it. He should.
Who knows? Maybe he is. Then on the 21st, he's doing Communicating with Your Spirit Guides and Angels.
Ooh, I want to go to that.
We have already, I've already committed to it.
I didn't do that.
You have to go in and sign
no
up.
Way.
Yeah, I was going to put you as a plus one, but you're a member of the group, so I figured you'd just go in and click it. And then the 20 on March 1st, Native American Medicine Wheel Ceremony, which is just awesome. I mean, I've been to some of these ceremonies with other groups before, so and it's a lot of fun. And what they're going to be doing at this, it's for beginners and also non-Native American people. Everyone's welcome. I'm actually part Cherokee, so that's kind of cool. And I don't really, yeah. So that's kind of cool.
And I do have some Native American me from way back.
So it's kind of neat.
I don't know specifically what it is, but
he has such. He is a shaman. So
right.
He's studied this. You know, a lot of people when they say they have these certifications, they may have bought them online. It doesn't really mean anything. But he truly studied this and earned the degree and the certification. And so they're going to have a ceremony where they call upon Native American teachings, and they're going to connect with the four directions of spirit, acknowledge Mother Earth, Father Sky. They're going to be speaking through the talking stick, which we've done,
stick
circle, about, you know, why each one of us is attending and what is our authentic and true selves, which is optional when you go to one of these. You never have to say it. And we're going to be discarding anything that we no longer desire in our life, whatever that is, right?
Okay.
And then we're going to kind of just be welcoming to everybody, connect with the Native American ancestors, give thanks to the divine or spirit, as he calls them, and then walk and talk a sacred journey. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It sounds great. I can't wait.
Looking forward to that. So if anyone lives in Central Florida and wants to go to this meetup, check it out. Go to meetup.com and look up Native American Medicine Wheel Ceremony. He is the owner of Casadega Metaphysical Group Intuitive Spiritual Studies. So Peter Cannell, great groups, great guy. All righty. So we've had a busy week, as always.
It has been. It feels like it's been so busy. I think this weekend I don't feel like I sat down the entire weekend.
Well, a shout-out to your daughter because she got a brand-new car, and I'm really proud of her.
I know. She turned 19 on Monday.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that just, like, so awesome?
Yes, and she bought her own car all on her own, which we just couldn't even believe she could actually do. But, you know, this is a shout-out to Ford. They have a program for college students who work. And as long as you make a certain amount every month, you can lease a car with no credit.
With no credit. And,
which is
wonderful.
It's
really hard for youngsters today. You know, they start going to college. They have their part-time jobs. How do they establish credit? And Ford has a program for that.
Yes.
And they were very flexible.
They were wonderful.
And my daughter just got the same program as well. So, it's awesome.
We were so excited. The fact that she was able to buy a car without me.
I know.
I'm watching her sign papers going,
don't have to co-sign.
What
is
going
awesome.
On? Wow.
We're very, very happy. So you know, good news. It's been a really good week. It's
been
a really good
week.
And she upgraded to an iPhone.
She did, which, oh, my gosh, is so unbelievable.
I know. It's like, I'm telling you, she's now part of the human race.
Well, apparently, I don't have an iPhone, so I guess I'm not part of the human race.
Well, you know, I've got a lot of friends, and you all know, the ones who are listening, I know you're listening because they listen every week. God bless them. They're so kind. But those who have Androids, you know I'm still going to make an iPhone user out of all of you. It is my sole purpose.
And my daughter was a diehard Android user. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she has an iPhone is so strange.
Well, it's so strange, and I remember her saying, oh, I will never get an iPhone. I know, but she's changed. She's seen the light. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Why don't we do this? Because I know we've got some callers on the line. We'll go ahead and take a caller.
Sounds good.
And see who we can help. And then maybe we'll take another caller. Take another caller after that.
Yes.
Sound good? I think so. So here we go. Our first caller is calling in from area code 510 with a prefix of 910. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. My name is Denise.
Hi, Denise. I want to welcome you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California. Fantastic. Okay, so how's your weather out there?
We had some rainfall last week. We're in a drought, so that rainfall was very much appreciated. Other than that, it's very mild, and I'm glad we don't have new weather.
Well, I heard the entire state was crying because Jay Leno was leaving The Tonight Show. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good answer. Okay.
I'm calling tonight because I've been looking for the right job for a while. And what I mean by that is that I want a job that I'm spiritually led to. I can afford to be picky at my age, and so I'm looking for something that's going to be meaningful, and I have yet to encounter it. I'd like to know if you see something coming up for me soon.
Yeah. I'm going to say a couple of things to you, because I do sense that you've reached that point in life where you want to give back. You know, you want to get up in the morning and be excited about what you're doing, go to bed at night and be like, wow, I really did a good service for somebody today. The thing that I'm a little confused about, because I'm getting kind of two different types of backgrounds that you have, which you're probably familiar with, and so you know what I'm talking about. My question is, what research have you done for grants?
What research? I haven't done any research.
Okay, but you know you have the ability and the smarts. So this is the first thing I want to say to you. I feel like there is an area, like I know that you're thinking, I don't know what area I want to work in, I want to do something, but I'm not really quite sure, and yet I'm feeling like there is an area that's really quite specific that you do want to work in. Something I'm sensing that either happened to a family member or somebody you knew, where you feel like the services provided just weren't good enough or weren't there.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. I'll go a little further with this. I feel like you want to, and I don't know if you've ever considered helping the homeless or people who were disadvantaged. Have you thought about that?
In the past, over the past 30 years, I occasionally have served food at various shelters, so I've done that. But I'm a very caring, nurturing type of person. And I do have a lot of business skills, because that's my whole background, and I just want to move them into a different arena that will, you know, be more important.
What I wanted to say to you, first, my suggestion is you need to look into grants, and I'm going to tell you what for. You very much believe in a holistic approach to things. Am I correct?
Sometimes.
When you say sometimes, you hesitate. Why do you say that?
Yeah, because I truly believe in the medical field. I think I know people in the medical field, and they do absolute wonders. So the holistic approach, I believe you need to be mentally healthy and think positive, but also I strongly believe in medical practice, where you go to the hospital or you go to a doctor.
And I would agree with you. I don't think one is exclusive of the other. I think that you need both, because I think that what they call it complementary medicine for a reason. Okay, that's why they call them CAM approaches, which is complementary alternative medicine, because you should always currently stay with your doctor and do what you're doing. Take the medical hardline approach. But when you do something that's complementary, it should complement the services you're already receiving. I see you working in that field, and I actually see you doing something along those lines. Now, what it is exactly, I don't know. And it's funny, because I started the show talking about chakra healing and meditation. Do you meditate?
I do, yes.
Because I almost feel as if that would be an area that you could work in. And I know this is really going to sound probably odd to you, but there are a lot of cancer facilities out there, and some of the big ones already have CAM alternatives there. In other words, they have complementary alternative medicines. They have acupuncture. They have yoga. They have meditation, and they have people to teach it. But some of the smaller ones don't, and a lot of the folks don't have access to those type of alternative types of what I call holistic healing, and to complement what they're already receiving. Have you ever considered doing something like that?
No, I haven't.
I think because your heart's already in the right place and you want to help people and you currently already do meditate, wouldn't it be awesome to be able to take the group of people that can't afford you know, the best. You know, I know, you know, we have MD Anderson and we have Cancer Centers of Florida, et cetera. There's Cancer Centers of America. They all do have those automatically implemented with their programs. However, there are a lot of cancer programs that don't have it. And that's where I'm going to suggest you look into some grants where maybe you can bring that to some of those folks who just don't have access to that kind of care. Because we all know that when you meditate, you lower your stress. When you lower your stress levels, you no longer have disease, which is disease. And it really does work that way. They do work hand in hand, and one does complement the other. So I think that might be something you could seriously look into because it's where your heart lies already.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've had two headhunters that called me this week, mm-hmm. and there was one particular job that very much excited me. The company begins with a C as in cat, and mm-hmm. I was wondering if you see anything surrounding that.
Well, I see that when the headhunter spoke to you about it, you were excited. It looked really like it was something you could really bite into. I don't know why I'm saying it that way, but somehow you must have either said it or thought that yourself. It's something that you could really take hold of. And I see that the offer is going to come across the table. It's probably going to take about 6 weeks to get to that point. It may even take 2 months, but there will be an offer coming across the table from that direction.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's in sales and medical device. So mm-hmm. because my background is sales, and it's a totally different field, I wanted to incorporate something that I had in the past into my future role.
That makes sense. When I first started talking to you, remember I said I saw two different things?
Mm-hmm.
But I felt that they were already, that you'd already done those two things. Which in a way I guess you have, but you haven't actually done medical sales before.
Right.
So would you be good at it? Of course you'd be good at it.
Yeah.
I still think that down the road you're gonna go completely off the map, out of the corporate type scenario, and do what I call the soul points. And soul points is something, it's a phrase that I've used and I've kind of termed. It's, I always say when we get up to the pearly gates, we're going to need a certain number of soul points to get in. And every time we do something great, we get soul points. And when we do something not so great, we lose soul points. So I feel like you're going to do something really great that's going to give you an overabundance of soul points. So that's a good thing.
That's wonderful. Well,
yeah.
I'll look forward to this. When do you see this all coming together for me?
Yeah, let me take a look. I'm going to say probably in about like 6 weeks to 2 months as far as this job offer coming across the table and you being able to sign on the dotted line and accept the contract and move forward.
Very good. I can handle
okay.
that. Thank you so
good.
Much.
You're so welcome. Listen, God bless you, and thank you for calling in tonight.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Denise from California, and I was explaining to her my soul points. Soul points is something actually I'm titling, something I'm writing right now, and it's called Soul Points. And
mm-hmm.
As I explained to her, every time somebody goes up to the pearly gates and has to go into heaven, they have to have another certain number of soul points. You just imagine like a big text bubble above your head.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the correct number of soul points, you don't get to come in.
You don't get in.
So it's kind of like you have to create soul points in your life. And
mm-hmm.
when you do good things, you get soul points. When you do bad things or unkind things, like cutting the person off for no other reason, you're not late for work or
mm-hmm.
you're just headed out shopping and that guy's trying to squeeze into your lane because maybe he didn't realize he needed to make the right. And I see this all the time. People are like, you're not getting into my lane.
Yeah, people just mean.
And that's, so you lose soul points for that.
Ah.
You do, because it's unkind.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, I mean, really. You know, what
that makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm calling it soul points, and I'm actually writing something on it right now, and it came to me. One day I woke up, and I got the word soul points, and it just, like, flooded my brain. I'm like, okay, I know what I got to do. Got to write about it. Yeah, so pretty cool.
Well, it's a good concept, and it makes sense.
It really does. See, now I'm getting the cough.
See, you got the cough.
Oh,
I passed it on.
You pet. Well, thank you for sharing. That was very kind of you.
Hey,
okay.
That's what friends are for.
That's right. I agree. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take another caller here, and I'm not sure if this was the caller because I didn't type her name in the way I was supposed to. 510 with a prefix of 908. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, you're speaking with Camille, and I also live in California.
Ah, that's what, because the number looks so familiar, and I was a little confused. Well, welcome to the show, Camille, and I'm glad you're calling in. Now, can I ask around what area of California you live in?
Yes, I'm sure I live in the same area as your last caller. I live in Alameda, which is right near Oakland.
Got it. Okay, very good. All right, well, thank you for calling in tonight. Are you new to the show?
Oh, yeah, I've called in, it's been a while since I last called or listened in, but yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you for taking the time to tune back into us. We love that. Repeat listeners are a good thing. How can I help you tonight?
Yes, well, my question is concerning finances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, finances.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so we're going to take a look at finances right now. And one of the things we're going to be looking at is the first thing they're telling me is easy does it, which when they say easy does it, that means watch what you're doing, watch what you're spending, be careful because things are a little bit tight right now. And the other thing that they're telling you is have courage for the future because you're a very prideful person. You have a lot of pride. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. And so it's really very, very difficult for you to accept anything from anyone and sometimes to the negative. In other words, you know, we're just talking about soul points and how people gain soul points by doing something just really good for somebody else. And I'm not saying that you decline it, but you really have to be down and out before you accept something. Is that correct?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what the angels are saying is don't be so prideful because when somebody's making an offer to help, the acceptance is almost like a gift to them, too. So accept that gift of saying yes. Now, the thing you're concerned about, are you going to have enough money to have a roof over the table? A roof over your head and food on the table. Am I correct? Because you're really concerned about finances in the future.
Yes.
The answer is you will. And this is what they're saying to me, as strong as I've ever heard it before, which is don't worry about it. It's going to be there. It's always been there. It will never stop being there. So those finances are going to be available to you. Who's Charlie, by the way? Is there somebody named Chuck, Charles, something like that?
Living or deceased?
Deceased. Well,
yes.
Yeah, because I'm getting the name. I'm getting that name, and so I don't know how long this person's been deceased, but I'm thinking a little while. Yeah, I don't feel like it's too new. But I'm getting that name from the other side, and they're just letting me know that they're there watching over you. And the weird thing, he's wearing like, I know this sounds odd, but it looks to me. Remember how Frank Sinatra used to dress with like the tuck shirt with the undone tie thing?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense? That he would be dressed that way because they don't always come across dressed that way, but he is, which means he was smooth. Does that make sense?
I'd have to think about it because and there's only one Charles who's passed away, and he's been gone since about 86.
Yeah,
so
I don't feel like it was recent.
Yeah,
I don't feel like it was recent. And I don't feel like he was somebody that was so incredibly important to you, not that he wasn't important to you, you know what I'm saying? But that,
yeah.
But he's coming across, and he just wants you, he's just sending... kind of spending a nod of his head and letting you know he's there and letting you know not to worry. He's letting you know you've been through a lot in your life and you've handled it all thus far. And he's saying you can handle this. He's letting you know this is nothing compared to the roller coaster ride you've been on in the past.
That's true. That is true.
Okay. So there you go. So I will leave you with that thought, not to worry, that everything's going to be okay.
So there is, today I did have to call my cousin, and I asked him for, if he could send some money for me in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, this is Wednesday, he'll get to it this week, so I'm sure that must mean it'll get here, I don't know, hopefully Monday. Whatever that is coming, I didn't specify the amount, he did not specify the amount, but I got the message that it would be less than what it has been before. But with whatever it is he is sending, will I be able to use that to cover the most pressing expenses?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you it will, and he's going to send you as much as you need, not a lot extra, but as much as you need, and it will cover the most important things. And the rest is going to come from other sources, so don't worry. You're going to be okay. Trust me on this. You're going to be okay.
Okay.
Okay, Camille, I know you're freaking out.
Thank you.
And I don't want you to, because you're going to be okay. This is going to work out. How hard was it for you to call him and ask for help?
It was very difficult. I mean, I knew that I would have to call him, and I put it off and put it off. I think I put it off for about a week. But when I made the call, dialing, I obviously was easy, and, you know, asking the question was easy, but just the anticipation was difficult.
Well, and I think that's where the angels were trying to tell you not to be so prideful. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
That's because that's a week later than you need it to be, and a week earlier would have been a little bit more helpful. So that's all they're saying is don't be so prideful. It's okay to ask for help once in a while, and you need to do that, and you should do that. End of story. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Listen, good luck to you. Don't worry. Call us back. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
God bless and take care. All righty. Tell you what, we're going to take a very, very short song break, and we'll be back in two.
Skip the lights and dangle.
Wider Shade of Pale. There you go. That's what's the name of that?
I don't know. I'm looking at you like,
What? What is that? Anyway, we're going to welcome you all back to the Christian Psychic Cafe right now, even though nobody knew what that song was. Actually, I had somebody call me during that song on my cell phone, and they were using a very low, smooth voice, and they're going, "Thank you for calling Soul Points at 95.2. And I thought it was kind of funny. Anyway, I thought I'd share that.
Sounds very just jockey-ish.
Yeah, it did. It was really kind of cute. And I appreciate their sense of humor. So there you go. We're gonna talk a little bit about fear here, and we're going to take another caller. This caller looks like they're calling in, having a little trouble loading it from area code. Looks like 203 with a prefix of 706. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Hello? Okay, that person is probably stepped away from the phone, so we will not take that call, but we won't drop them from the queue in case they do want to talk. I want to talk about fear, because fear is probably one of the most powerful emotions that can dominate your mind. Dealing with fear, this destructive emotion, can be a never-ending battle. And anytime the self-image is threatened, fear enters the mind and the ego goes to work. And although the ego is a tool that's needed for our self-esteem, it's also responsible for creating most of our thoughts of fear. In Webster's Dictionary, it defines fear as, and I wrote this down so I had it right, to be afraid or anxious or apprehensive about a possible situation or event. Now, this possible situation is the ego telling your mind what may or may not happen. With this endless thoughts of fear, the ego kicks in and the mind begins to rationalize into infinity. So the first one I talk about is mental stress. Each day the ego works hard to keep the mind aware of self-esteem and self-preservation and mental inadequacies and looking foolish and fears of failure at just about any given moment. And all of these fear-based emotions are manipulated by the egotistical mind. And I use that word ego a lot. You know, and ego is not necessarily a bad thing, but because a lot of times we'll say, oh, that person's got a lot of ego.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's wrong to have ego, but ego used in the wrong way
right.
is not a good thing. Now, you know, when you get lost in the mind's maze of never-ending thoughts, one thought will leave the mind a dozen more directions into another more negative and fearful thoughts. So there's many states of fear, which are frightened, dread, fright, horror, alarm, afraid, trepidation. And living in fear is when the ego, I want you to hear this, living in fear is when the ego is taken over control of the mind because the mental perception of reality has collapsed. Okay, so I want you to think about this. How often have we had that happen? Where, you know, just our actual perception of what's really going on is not correct because our fear has taken us to that point, what I call the tipping point, over the side of the mountain, made the seesaw, you know, just go down. And when you think about maybe a situation or a time in your life or anybody where fear took over, your perception of reality was no longer accurate.
Right.
Because we know that when we start to fear about money or here's a good one. I like this one. Good example. You know, we maybe see something on TV and then we think, and it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's home that night. And so you start to freak out a little bit. And all of a sudden, you're afraid of walking around the corner because you're thinking you're going to see a dark shadow. Or,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that is a situation where your perception of reality has kind of collapsed a little bit because you know you've never seen anything around the corner.
Right.
Why would you see something now around the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Highly unlikely that it would, but that's where fright or horror can come in, right? Because of that kind of fear takes
right.
place. That would kind of be an example. Or sometimes, and that comes under mental stress. And then we have fear-based emotions. Dread is like a really strong sense of fear, especially when you have that feeling of powerlessness and it enters the mind. When you've lost that like mental foot race even before it begins because your mind already told you of all the failures you're going to have over and over and over and over and over and over again. So you learn to dwell on that feeling of hopelessness. And a lot of people know and learn how to deal in that pit of hopelessness. And because they know how to deal with it, they don't move out of it because they know that. That's known to them. That's known. So they're like, okay, I know how to deal with this hopelessness. I can get through each day. I know what I got to do to get myself going and to get through the day and to get myself to sleep at night. And I'm not going to dig myself out of this pit. That's a really yicky place to be. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, yicky is a really scientific term.
Yicky is a form of yucky.
Yes, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a yucky place to be. Panic is defined in Webster's Dictionary as to be overcome by sudden fears and overwhelming feeling of fear and anxiety. Panic is an emotional fear which is sometimes groundless, and it can also be brought on by the endless emotion of dread. So that's where the two get connected. And most of these inner thoughts of fear can be purged from the mind, but first you have to learn to be mentally conscious of your thoughts. So when you live in fear, you soon feel that fear always welling up within you, and it's beginning to affect your body. And then the ego has, you know, you just where it wants you. And I like to, and this is may seem weird, but I always like to think of things like that as little trolls.
Trolls,
okay.
Huh?
Yeah, so I think of them as trolls. And when a troll comes up and wants me to be totally dependent and worrying about everything and everything that can threaten the image of yourself,
mm-hmm.
I think of it as a little troll, and I'm going to kick troll butt.
There you go.
Right? And I'm a very visual person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're visual, this really helps. And if you're not, it takes a little bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
But you imagine that troll. Make sure that troll is much littler than you because you're going to be kicking that troll's butt. Okay? And maybe on that troll's shirt, which is way too small because he's got a pot belly because he's not a healthy troll. Right?
Yeah, he sounds real attractive.
I didn't say you were going to date him now, Jessica, once again.
Of course, that's where my mind
this
goes.
This is not a possible date. This is a troll.
Trolls,
Yeah. I wonder if trolls are good dinner dates. No, they're not, okay? So maybe what's on that troll's shirt is the word totally dependent, horrible self-image, fear, panic, dread, doubt. And now that you know that this is where that fear is coming from,
mm-hmm.
when you start to feel it well up within, you can be more ready to effectively deal with the fear and nip it in the bud before it begins to grow. So before that troll turns into this big evil, you know, monster,
mm-hmm.
right? You wanna crush it with the heel of your stiletto.
So it's a little tiny troll.
I told you it's gotta be little because we're gonna kick its butt.
It's more like a tiny leprechaun elf.
Well, no, because they're kind of cute.
There's
no cuteness to trolls, okay?
Okay?
Trolls are the things that come up and steal your harmony. Trolls are the things that come up and steal your happiness, your sunshine. And those trolls wear on their shirts the definition of exactly what they're doing to you. If they are giving you mental stress, if they are causing you to have mental inadequacies, if they're causing you to have fears of failure, put those on the T-shirt, the dirty, stained T-shirt, because the troll ain't clean, let's face it. Trolls
True.
Don't even shower.
Greasy,
they smell.
Slimy food.
Greasy hair, probably really bad acne. But it's a little troll, and we are going to crush this troll, okay? And here's a few steps you can do to help eliminate most of the fears in your mind, or in this case, the troll, okay? And no one can ever live totally without fear. I think it would be wrong to live without fear because fear is what sometimes makes us stop doing something when, you know, we should. We shouldn't go forward. We need to stop. But you have to learn where to put fear, where it belongs, and put it back in its place so that you're in control of the troll and it's not
that makes
in control
sense.
Of you, okay? So I want you to listen to the thoughts that enter your mind and throw out regrets from the past because we all have them. How many times has any – I mean, I know everybody listening on this show has done this. You may be sitting having a cup of coffee and you might be thinking about maybe a friend or someone you just saw and read about or saw on TV or whatever, and you're thinking, wow, they made some good decisions. You know, I wish I had because if I had, then I would be, right? All right, so now that's what we call the troll of regret. We're going to crush that troll, okay? So you're going to throw out all the regrets from the past and all the endless worries of the future because fear is, it's not real, right? Uh-huh. So, okay, so fear of the future would be a lot of folks who call me, you heard one tonight, fear of being homeless. Fear of not being able to put food on the table, fear of never having a job, fear of not having a vehicle that works, fear of not having a spouse or a companion in their life. That's fear. And
right.
and on that ugly little troll's dirty coffee-stained, tobacco-stained shirt is the word companion, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that's the fear that he might put in someone's mind. So you're going to crush that troll right now, okay, because you're not going to deal with that anymore.
Right.
You're not going to let that fear come up, okay? You're just not going to do it. All right, so all these endless worries of the future, crushed. These are useless thoughts, which usually turn into thoughts of fear when you tend to dwell on them too much. And the mind likes to reply old thoughts of past failures and worries of the future, so be mentally conscious and don't ever go there. This is just your ego kicking up its heels, or in this case, the
crushing
troll.
Trolls.
Yes, ugly little trolls kicking up the... And just imagine them dancing. Ha, ha, we won. Mm-mm. No, you're not going to win. I am pushing you away. I am eradicating the trolls from my life. Throw out those useless trolls, worries, and regrets, and start all over again. Anytime a thought enters your mind that you have no control of, immediately toss it out of your mind. And if it helped, imagine this little troll... You know, kind of like the Gremlin. Remember that movie Gremlins?
Yes.
And they were
I like
hitting...
that movie.
Yeah. and you make trolls cute, so you got to make the troll ugly. So you want to toss this troll. Like, just imagine, like, you're tossing them off the Empire State Building. You're tossing them way out into the ocean. You're getting rid of the troll.
Uh-huh.
If you don't want the troll to die, you can put them on a boat and sail them off to Nowhereville, okay? Because,
That's why you're not cruel to them.
You're not cruel.
They
you're
go
not
to
crushing
troll
them
land.
Under, yeah. They go to troll land where all the little trolls can be trollish to each other, okay? but the point is you need to immediately get rid of your troll every time one of those thoughts enter. And don't give the thoughts time to grow because that's the first mistake. Once you let the ego take over, i.e. the troll, the mind and the ego then go to work doing what they do best, which is to keep your problem solving in your mind for the rest of eternity. So in other words, you're constantly going, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's like constantly twirling of the thumbs. Oh, my goodness. I'm so worried about this. I'm so worried about that. And so, you know, the only way that could happen is if you let the troll take up residence in your mind. The mind is the strongest muscle we have. A lot of men would disagree with that, but I'm telling you, it's true, okay? And it loves to be used. And the ego or the troll feeds the mind, but your conscious self can also feed the mind. And this is what's really important. When your mental consciousness is lacking, the ego jumps in and starts the race. So here's how to beat the ego to the punch, or what I call the troll. Keep your mind busy. This is really important, and I have done this. When things are really bothering me, I will get out and do something.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's not something I particularly like doing, I need to keep active. Or another great way to keep your mind active your kind of, is to read. Reading does that. It prevents your ego mind from taking over.
Right, I'm a reader.
I know, and it really does help block out that troll, okay? When your mind reverts back to the old ways of thought, i.e. fear, immediately change your thought patterns to a positive one. So, you know, you're sitting there and you put your book down and you take a sip of your coffee and then all of a sudden, and I know a lot of folks, and, you know, all of you will admit it to yourselves, You wake up in the morning, you feel pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden your conscious mind starts to become a little bit more awake, and the troll jumps out and says, yeah, you better get going, because you know you got to get to work and you can't be late because you know you need that job and you may not have that job, and then what are you going to do? You're going to be poor, and then you're not going to be able to raise your kids, and then you know, and then
wow.
And, you know, I mean, I hear people say this to me all the time, that they wake up and like that first 60 seconds is great,
uh-huh.
but all of a sudden their heart starts to speed up and they wake up happy, and then within 60 seconds. It's like the ego, the troll, comes out.
Uh-huh.
Says, oh, wait a second, you're way too comfortable. I'm going to muddy up your mind process now. And the troll jumps out. Do you ever wake up that way? Do you ever wake up feeling pretty good, and then all of a sudden you start having thoughts of all the things that you have to do that day?
I do. I do think of all the things I have to do. But I have a thing where when I get up in the morning, I get my coffee, and then I put on Native American flute music,
okay,
which
you
keeps
keep
me calm.
Occupied, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you read every morning a little bit, don't
I do.
You? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that
I have
keeps
my
those
process
thoughts at bay.
Of killing my trolls myself. Because
yeah.
I have the same thing, but I've gotten to the point in my life now where I kind of know how to
control
push it all away. Yeah.
You send your trolls off on a
yeah.
boat. And that's exactly what we're talking about. So when fear enters the mind, And it's usually not a life-threatening situation, and there's nothing that you can do about it at that moment. Don't let it take over. Keep yourself busy. Read a book. Watch a show.
Mm-hmm.
Go out. Do some exercise. Listen to some Native American
yeah.
music. It's so funny because you did tell me that, and I do the same thing.
Yeah.
And not that anyone wants to think of me in the shower, but when I shower, I turn on Native American pan flute music.
I do that every morning before
yeah.
I go to work.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? I only do it during the week when I go to work. On the weekends, I turn on really peppy, jazzy,
you know,
whatever.
And do you want to know why that is?
Because I don't have to go to work.
Because you're happy, so the dread of work is not there.
Right.
You're like, you're looking forward to
yeah.
to Adventure Saturday
right.
or whatever you're doing. I'm the same way. On weekends, I play Katy Perry. Isn't
okay.
that weird? I do too,
huh.
yeah. And my new one is Legendary Lovers. If you listen to that, the words in that song,
Legendary
it's really good.
Legendary Lovers.
I almost made the mistake of humming it. Oh, my gosh. We would have lost every listener on the show tonight. Okay, so the other way you can offset your troll,
mm-hmm.
okay, and I'm not, you know, I know there's probably some folks listening to this saying, oh, please, dear God, don't be telling people they have trolls in their minds. But I think it's good to give that negativity a picture that you can take.
Well, it gives it a physicalness so that
right.
you can actually throw it
fight
away,
it.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, you're fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, you know, even as hard as I try, and I do meditate every single day, as hard as I try, and I, you know, we talked to Peter Cannell, I don't do 45-minute meditations normally.
That's too long, my God.
It's very hard for me, but I've been trying really hard to do them because they're so relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have high blood pressure, but when I start meditating, I take my blood pressure daily because I do it for a lot of my clients when they come in because I teach them meditative
mm-hmm.
Meditation techniques. And I show them the difference pre-meditation and after and how their blood pressure goes down. And like, my blood pressure is like, you know, 110 over 64.
Wow, that's awesome.
Which is
awesome.
Really good because we all know I eat nothing but fat and unhealthy foods, so it's pretty amazing. So this is an action which should be practiced daily. And just like you would brush your teeth, meditation is a way to rid the mind of excess, like, mental chatter. And if you practice meditation, it could take your mind to that quiet spot that lies inside all of us. And I believe this is the God part of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the Christian psychic, so of course I think that.
Right.
And I'll, you know, I will stick with that. But visualization is also a good type of meditation where you can focus the mind and remove some of the fears, the trolls that exist within. You can focus on your breathing. And, you know, you don't need to start. I started meditating 5 minutes a day, and I did that for years, just 5 minutes. Before I started my day, because before I start my day, I say a lot of prayers to make sure I'm protected because of
mm-hmm.
what I do. And then I start with 5 minutes of meditation, which is just breathing techniques. And folks, you don't need to buy meditation tapes. You don't need to go out and, you know, spend a bunch of money. Go over to iTunes or go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Go to YouTube totally free and type in, you know, 5-minute meditations. And they'll have five-minute guided meditations where they take your breathing down and they play some maybe Native American music or just some kind of what we call, you know, spiritual music, kind of calming music that just kind of gets your breathing pattern a certain way. One of the things that I've learned in doing chakra healing is I know that the beat of the music will generally dictate the heart rate.
Mm.
So the faster the beat of the music, the faster the heart rate. So,
okay.
So I know it has to be below a certain number. And so all of those that are five-minute guided meditations on YouTube, they're free. So, you know, sit there, download one, listen to it. If you're happy with it, great. If not, find another one. Go
uh-huh.
and find one you're happy with. It's so great. You got a Kindle? You can do it on a Kindle. You have an Android phone? Go get an iPhone. But but you can still. You can do it on an Android. You can do it on an iPhone. It doesn't really matter. You can even do it, I think, on a BlackBerry.
I'm sure anything that you can download, too.
Any kind of smartphone, you
uh-huh.
can. Go to YouTube, and you can just get the stuff. And it's free. So it costs you nothing except a five-minute investment in yourself. And gosh, who doesn't have 5 minutes to invest in themselves, right?
Absolutely.
So it's possible. If you really enjoy it, you can go to meetup.com, join a spiritual study group in your area where they teach meditation. There are literally thousands of books. Most of them you can get them at the library. Because, you know, I hear this a lot, oh, I want to do this, but I don't have any extra money to go out and do that.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't cost you a dime. Do not let money be your excuse from finding your better self or your higher self, okay? Living in a world of mental fear is a hideous thing, and you can stop this fear if you really have the desire to. And the desire to overcome fear starts with mental awareness of the mind. Just you have to truly believe in yourself and know that fear is not an option. It's just not. And I actually have a friend who always says that. That's not an option, and that cracks me up. My daughter says, no. That's it. You know, if people say to her, can you do that? She'll go, no. She doesn't even give an excuse, just no. And I really like that. Because, you know me, I always explain myself, oh, well, I can't because da-da-da-da.
Well, and that's me, too. I feel like I have to justify it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but no, she just goes, no. She doesn't really care. No. Just no. The answer's no. So maybe say that. Give your fears the no. Yeah, I mean, yeah, why waste time? Just say no. Don't throw away the most precious gift that you have just because you're afraid to start. Remember, this is the ego, i.e. troll again, and not the true you. Your mental outlook lies in the balance of what you decide to do. What happens next is just a mental step away. There you go.
Right,
so
there you go.
I hope people take this to heart because I'm telling you, it could be the difference between a happy future and one filled with uncertainty, fear, and doubt, and stress, and that's just such...
It's a waste of time.
You don't need those trolls stomping all over you.
Because they're
no
dirty.
Good. They're dirty with dirt-stained clothes
they're
and
so
greasy
yucky.
Hair. Stomp those trolls out today. Okay. All right. Now that we've said all that, why don't we take another caller?
I think that's a good plan.
I think that's a good plan, too. This caller's calling in from area code 352 with a prefix of 702. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Well, hi, Jenny. It's been such a long time since I've talked to you. This is Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Hi, Cindy. And where are you calling from?
I'm in Florida.
Florida, Cindy. Let me think. Wait. You know, my brain works like a steel trap. Unfortunately, I don't always have the key. But horse farm, Cindy?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I'm good.
You are good.
Yeah.
You have the memory of a troll.
Here we have
no
an elephant.
There you go. Yes, now that fits. That's very fitting. So tell me, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I moved to a new farm. I can't remember when I talked to you last, and so I won't
probably
take up the
almost
show
a year
trying to update you. Has it been that long?
I think
have
it's been quite
did
a
I
while.
Talk to you? I think I talked to you after I gave the ex another chance. And
no,
it wasn't working out.
No, I don't
yeah,
think
I
recall that.
Okay, well, I gave the ex another chance, and I moved up to with him, and then that did not work. He just went from bad to worse. So
oh, gosh,
I moved
I'm so
out
sorry.
And well, it's okay. I guess I needed to know that and move on. So,
well, you know, you did. That's absolutely true.
So that door is closed, and I'm getting all kinds of harassment. I've been gone, been away from him, left him, and for the last time a year ago now.
Okay.
So He has just started, well, not just started, it started this summer, having his employees stalk me.
Oh, no.
Doing stuff to my horses because he still has that one horse he wants to buy and that's not for sale. And harassing me and just injured one of my horses very recently, really badly.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, on purpose.
On purpose in the middle of the night. He's having his employees, he's paying guys to stalk me and come out to my farm at night and do stuff to get back at me for not telling him no.
Okay.
So just tell me what you pick up on that. I really wasn't even going to go on that since we're there.
Yeah, well, since we're there, let's go there.
Yeah, just let me know what you see happening. I just found glasses, a pair of eyeglasses in my yard this morning next to my horse trailer. And I was wondering, is that somebody that...
Do your horses read?
No.
Mr. Ed.
Well, I had an air conditioning repairman guy out yesterday and a couple other people, so I didn't know if maybe... I've already checked with a couple of them, but not all of them. I didn't know if they may have dropped them, or is that
I don't feel a negative energy associated with those glasses. Now, I would put them away, put them in a plastic bag, seal them. In case you need to refer back to them later on, but I don't feel like they're negative in any way, shape, or form. I do not think that your ex will continue this too much into the future. I think he feels cheated for some reason. I don't know why, but he's feeling cheated, and this is why he's carrying on this activity. And he thinks that he can strong-arm you, but he cannot. If there's anyone who can't be strong-armed, it's you, and he should know that by now.
No.
So,
he should
really
know that by now.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too. So what I want to tell you is, A, don't worry about that. B, I think whatever he's doing, it's on the winding down stage right now. Do not respond to him if you can help it. Now, of course, if he's hurting your horses, but you've been through this before. Your horses were attacked once before by a landlord. Do you remember?
Well, he knows that, and that's why he's trying to duplicate that now. Because I moved from there because of the harassment to the danger to the animal.
So now he's
trying to play that game to get back at me. Because he's been obsessed with buying this one of my horses and feels like his money should buy anything he wants. And he can't stand to be told no. He's a control freak. And the horse has never been for sale.
Do you love this horse?
Oh, yes. But the horse he wants to buy is not the horse that got injured.
He wouldn't injure the horse that he wants to buy.
Right, exactly. He injured the horse that was most important to me. This other horse, it's just a matter of he can't stand to be told no, and he thinks he rules the town, and his thugs working for him rule the town, and he thinks he should be able to take what he wants.
Where's the political connection? Because I feel like there is one.
Political?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard from a couple of very good readers that read for me that he has some ties to the police department or sheriff's department that is kind of looking the other way. I filed many reports. And, I mean, they'll sit out and park on the roads at night and follow me.
Yeah, because I feel like there is a political connection here. So my advice is this.
Is it a man or a woman, the tie?
I actually think it's a woman.
There's a woman that he rented from that repeatedly told him, if you ever get in trouble with the law, oh, just let me know and I'll take care of it with the judge. Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't doubt that. See, and most people would have expected me to say it's a man, but it's clearly a female energy that I'm feeling. So that makes sense. That makes sense. I would, of course, you always have the choice of selling the horse. The funny part is I feel like if somebody came and offered you the same amount of money that he was offering you for that horse, you would sell it.
Yeah, he's very abusive, so I would give the horse to someone else before I would sell it to him for any price.
I understand that.
He has offered me ridiculous amounts of money for the horse, and I need the money. But I'm not going to sell the horse because I have to live with my conscience.
Well, God bless you, and that's where your soul points are gained, for sure.
Well, I have to live with myself, so.
I understand that.
Have they been back since they cut that horse? I mean, they stabbed him in the leg and tried to cut his tendons to destroy him.
Good Lord. No, I actually don't see that they've been back, and I don't – see that I think they got a little nervous after their last little escapade. I do not think that they're going to be back. I do not feel like I said, I feel like the threatening is on the downslide now.
Okay. The last couple of days, he has started texting me, and I don't – in fact, it was the other day, almost a week ago, and then he started again yesterday. And then I think he tried to call me from a Skype number today. I haven't responded to any of them.
Yeah. I would not respond to any of them. I would act as if he doesn't exist. I would bag those glasses. Okay. Have you ever given him legal right to the property to have access to your property ever?
No.
Okay.
In fact, I have put no trespassing signs, you know, within eyesight of each other, not stretched out 500 feet like the law requires.
Right.
I've put them even closer all the way around the property.
Right.
You know, I've got a couple of cameras out and trying to catch them, but you don't know where it's a large acreage, so you don't know which direction.
I know. You never know where they're going to come from.
Yeah.
But my advice is that you're doing everything that you can. And what he wants to do for you is what we were just talking about. He wants to create fear in your mind. So you're constantly living in fear, which is exactly what you're doing. So he's like stuck that troll. You know, that's kind of what we were just talking about. He's stuck that troll in your mind. So it's like running around in circles. It's like a horse track in your head. And it's like, I'm going to come get you. You don't know I'm coming, so keep thinking about me. And that's kind of what's happening, isn't it? You're thinking about it all the time. So kick the troll out.
Well, I'd like to get them caught. I'd like to, you know.
You want to get them caught,
like,
and I want
them
caught.
And stop. Yeah.
But let's talk reality now. Let's get a clear picture of what's going on. The reality is the only way you're going to catch them is, A, you catch them red-handed and hit them in the head with a shovel. And I'm not suggesting you do that. Or, B, you catch them on camera doing something. Or, C, you know, they get hurt on the property and they have to be evac'd off because they got hurt. So the reality is, you know, you want to have a clear perception, a true perception of what's going on here. You cannot live in fear that he's going to do this every single day because it will exhaust you.
Well, they come at
and
night.
And that's exactly
you know,
what he
and
wants
that's when the animals
do.
Are out there in the dark in the field and you have to worry about them.
But isn't that how animals always are?
Well, yeah. And so that's my point. They're not within the lights where I can keep an eye on them or, you know, they just went right out in the field.
That's always going to be the case. And you will always have that problem no matter, you know, anyone can always get at you by giving you the impression or the fear that your animals are going to be attacked. And so you can't live in that fear right now. Realistically, can you do more than what you're doing?
No.
No, of course not. So kick the troll out. You're doing the best you can. That's all you can do. Bag the evidence of the glasses, which I don't really think are evidence, but bag them anyway. Keep them up on a shelf just in case. And in the meantime, go about your life. Do not allow him to let you live in fear.
Okay.
Because that is his true goal.
Do you see him making a full recovery, being able to, you know, do what he did before?
He doesn't race, right?
He was in a form of racing, yes.
Now you've got me all curious. What do you mean a form of racing?
Barrel racing.
Barrel racing. That I do see he'll be able to do, yes.
Okay.
He'll heal.
All right.
He will heal. Okay, Cindy?
All right,
I'm so glad
good.
To hear you, and I'm so glad to hear your voice.
I've been trying to catch you on, and I'll be still, a lot of times you come on at 6 o'clock, and I'm still outside working, and then I realize, I'll look at the schedule in the morning, and I'm like, I want to catch that tonight, and then I'll still be outside, and I realize, oh, I missed it again.
Well, I'm so glad you called. We are going to be more consistent now at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That we'll be starting our show.
Well, very good. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I'm glad I finally caught you again. And,
Me too.
I'm going to catch you more often.
Sounds good, Cindy. You take care, and God bless.
Okay. Thank you, Jenny.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
She's a sweet person, huh?
She sure is.
Yeah, she's a good person. And, you know, people with animals, it's so hard when you have animals and people are going after them. Because you want to protect them at any and all costs, and sometimes you just don't know how to go about doing that. It makes it really hard, you know?
Well, especially horses.
Horses are hard because they're roaming in the field. You know, I always, when you have livestock, and, you know, not only from human beings, but from other animals, other predators, it can be really hard sometimes. And so you do the best you can, but that's all any one person can
right.
do. And if she lives in fear, then he's created in her a troll residence, and
uh-huh.
she needs to not allow that to happen. So there you go.
Smash those trolls.
They smash them. Crush those trolls. You know, and that reminds me. Remember I told you I was going to give you some of those quotes that,
yes,
will,
I'm ready.
That will literally change the way you think. Okay. Here are some of what I call thought-provoking ideas. Some of these came from other sites, you know, some of them are my own, but that I have used over the years, and I've written them down because they're just so perfect. And the first one is, you cannot change what you refuse to confront.
That's a good one.
It's a good one, and it, you know, it's very applicable. You know, if you don't want to confront it, how can you possibly change
it? And that's true.
Because you don't even want to acknowledge it.
Right.
And I see that all the time, and understand I don't judge anybody in that situation because I know sometimes we're just not ready to confront certain things.
Uh-huh.
When you are, though, then you will be able to change it. So keep that in mind. The second one I think is probably the most profound, and I love this. Sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together.
And that makes a lot of sense.
It really does. So a lot of times we can't understand why some of these things fall apart on us or why things don't work out. And they're like, you know, this was good. Well, it might have been good for you, but it obviously wasn't good for them.
Right.
Because if it was, they would have been. They'd still be vested
right.
in it. And something better is going to come. Is going to come from
uh-huh.
that. And so let that fall apart so that the better thing can come. Because if both people aren't vested, and I'm referring to relationships, it's painful. It's hard. No one wants to be the one who cares more in a relationship. Right?
Right, absolutely.
I mean, no one does. Although
no, that's hard. That's tough to be the one that cares more than the other person, you know?
So what do we learn from this?
We learn that you have to
find somebody you don't really care so much about and marry him. No.
Because it'll last forever.
That's right, because, you know, we were just talking about this, weren't we? Your daughter, I got to be careful what I say here.
My daughter?
Is dating somebody.
Yes.
Kind of. And
no, they're not dating.
They're not dating. She's not as vested as
no.
she could be.
No.
And he just keeps coming back and coming back
yeah,
and coming back.
Yeah, she's not
and
vested
back.
At all, and he just doesn't give up.
No. And
I give him credit, but...
And the truth is, if she was as into him as he was into her, it probably wouldn't work.
It wouldn't. Because the challenge wouldn't be there anymore.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You know, it's amazing. So I just thought it was an interesting one. Don't think of cost, think of value.
Okay.
You know, what is this going to cost me? It's funny because having written sales and marketing material, you know, I called that my prior life
mm-hmm.
before I stepped out of corporate. You know, it's always, how does this benefit you? The cost is X number of dollars, but what is the benefit to you,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's really the value is, you know. So, you know, the cost, I'll give you an example. What is the cost of this particular car, whatever it might be? It's $30,000. But what's the value? How is it going to increase? How is this going to be more value? How is this going to benefit you more?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get much better mileage on this car than it did, and it's much safer, and it has a much higher safety rating, and I, you know, I don't have a lot of blind spots, so that's the value or how it's
mm-hmm.
going to benefit you. So when you do something, whether it be in a relationship or in monetary, think of, you know, not so much the cost but the value.
Right.
You know. So sometimes in a relationship, we have to give up certain things to gain certain things.
Okay, like?
Well, because I'm female and I do have this perspective, a lot of men and some women too, frankly, when they get into a committed relationship, don't want to give up their former lifestyle, hanging out with their friends.
Well, that freedom of being single type thing.
Right. And there's nothing, and I think every person in a relationship should still hang out with their friends and still should have their time.
Yes, absolutely.
But what I'm thinking is, you know, you have to give up that old way of life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't still have this single attitude. And a lot of people, they think, I don't really want to give that up. But think of the value of what you're getting in exchange for giving that up. You're getting that committed relationship with that lifelong dream, with that house with the white picket fence and the 2.4 kids in the yard. That's the value that that's created for the cost of you giving up your single life.
And
maybe.
I think it's worth it in the end.
You know, and so you can see where sometimes it's important, you know, with some of these to kind of explain what they mean. Because you can say them, but out of context, it may not mean a whole lot. And so this is one that is critical, and then I'll go on to something else. But this one is, if a person wants to be a part of your life, they will make an obvious effort to do so. Think twice before reserving a space in your heart for people who do not make an effort to stay.
Right.
I don't even think I need to.
No, you don't need to.
Yeah, I mean that.
No,
that's
we don't need analogies for that one.
No, I that was pretty clear. I do think so. Those are just some of them. I have more, but and like I said, some of these I compiled through different, you know, other websites on the internet and put them all together. And some I came up with, and some other people came up with, and I just they're ones that I use a lot, and they make so much sense.
Well, they do make sense, and if you live by that,
yeah,
be a happier person, right?
It's so much easier to live by that. You know, I mean, just think of just those things right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. And again, the first one, you know, you cannot change what you refuse to confront.
And that's
you
the
know?
Truth.
People complain about stuff all the time that they don't want to confront and deal with.
Right.
You know, and after a while, you don't want to hear it anymore.
Right.
And that's not being, that's just saying, look, if you have something that you don't want to deal with, then you need to absolutely confront it. And if you confront it, then you don't have to worry about it anymore, you know. But if you don't want to confront it, then you're going to have to deal with it, but quit complaining about it.
Right.
And that sounds like I'm a very uncompassionate person.
No, because I get it, because I work with someone who, you know, I mean, and she knows what she needs to change.
Right.
She just won't
But
do
she
it.
Refuses to do it because
right.
she doesn't want to confront what that would mean to her.
Right. And she's well aware of what the end result will be. And she knows eventually she's going to. She's just not ready for it. So she says.
Right. And
I think she's just prolonging her agony.
Well, I think so, too. And I think when you prolong the agony, it just makes the painful period that much longer.
Well, it does. It's like you're just prolonging this misery for so long. Oh my gosh, end it.
And I like to use that very scientific counseling term called the icky period. You know, and I laugh because you know, all my clients know when we talk about this, when it's time to end it, you got to get through the icky period. And we all don't want to go through the icky period,
right.
So we avoid it like the plague. But if you're just really making the icky period longer,
because
you already know you're dreading it. That troll of dread is now taking up residence in your mind, right?
Forever.
So, you know, it's not worth it. Just not worth it.
And it's not worth it to the people that have to listen to it.
Well, and it is, you know, and people say, you know, sometimes doctors have bad bedside manners, but maybe they didn't start out that way. But maybe, you know, it's kind of like them hearing the same thing from the same people. People maybe who come in and say, gosh, doctor, I want to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not doing anything to lose
right.
the weight. I'm sure the doctor says, yeah, right, you know what? You don't gain weight if you don't put it in your mouth. That's the deal. That's the way it goes. Or people say, yeah, you know, I want to quit smoking. Then don't pick up another cigarette.
Right.
That's the answer.
Right.
You know, there's not, you know, that's it. Don't pick it up.
It seems so simple, but when you're the one going through it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And I do understand that because we always say we want to lose weight.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's
know. The hardest thing.
It's a very
saying
difficult thing.
Saying no to
thing.
That candy bar.
But the reality is.
Mm-hmm.
It's within our grasp. It's
Absolutely.
Within our control.
Absolutely. And I do real well with it.
five days a week.
5 days a week. Saturday rolls around. I'm like, woo-hoo.
Saturday rolls around, and we decide where we're going by what we want to eat that day. It's a lot of fun.
That's part of the entertainment value.
That is part of it. And that's why we play good music on Saturday morning.
That's right.
It's so funny that we do the same thing.
Isn't that funny?
Weird?
Wow.
So, I mean, I could write a paper on that. Think about that.
I bet you
a lot of people do that.
Huh.
You know? So interesting.
That's interesting.
Huh. Well, on that note, let's take another caller. What do you say?
Okay.
This caller is calling in from 617 with a prefix of 916. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa. Well, hi, Lisa. Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
What part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Great.
Massachusetts
is a fabulous place, and
I love history.
So when I go to Massachusetts,
yes.
I love it. I just love it so much you have no idea. How can I help you?
Well, actually, is the forum open to speak about anything?
Absolutely anything, unless it's like, you know, something like I haven't cut my grass and you're a neighbor and you want to complain, then I'll probably cut you off. But other than that, you go right ahead.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm calling in regards to actually making some changes in my life. Incidents were happening at work, and as I was listening to you speak about, you know, if you don't acknowledge that there's a problem, nothing changes. And I'm the type of person who in the past have always been, you know, I always sit on the fence and just kind of complain. But over the past year, things have been changing where I'm speaking up, and I'm not looking back and saying, gee, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe, you know what, oh, I was wrong to say that. It's now I'm just speaking my truth, and that's just the way it is.
Right.
No,
God bless you for doing that. It's the right thing to do.
Yes, it's about time for me to do that because my life is not going. It's not going to move forward in the way in which I want to if I don't stand in my truth. And it was scary
Amen.
In the beginning. It was very scary in the beginning, but now it's just, you know, it's not out of, you know, I want to be a bully, you know, now I'm going to test the waters and see where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that. It's like if I'm, you know, if something is really, you know, not right here and I need to speak about it, I do it, and I do it in a way of respect.
Right.
But, I had a meeting with, I work part-time, and I had a meeting with with the manager and an associate because there were some things going on that it needed to be addressed. I couldn't sweep it under. And most people's like, you know, just don't say anything. Just don't say anything.
No, but it was
and
dishonest,
I couldn't do it.
And you had to address it.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, and I wasn't afraid of it. It's just that I have to do the right thing.
Well,
I have to do the right thing.
You're doing what the angels are telling me is you brought yourself peace. So how could
yes.
it have been the wrong thing?
That's true. That's
right.
That's very, very true. But now it's like after having the conversation and having the meeting, I just now at a point where I feel that my purpose for being there is now over.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I really do, more so than you can ever understand. I know sometimes when I go to an event or to a meeting or to why I'm there, and then I know when that has been fulfilled and when it's time for me to go. And so I get
yes.
that more than most.
Yes.
So what I can tell you, though, is that you've been triumphant in doing what you needed to do, but you're right. I do believe that you need to start making progress and moving forward in another direction now. I almost
yes.
feel like it's time to retreat from where you are.
Yes, it is. And I really felt that after I walked out of that meeting because my purpose wasn't just there to get a paycheck.
Right.
My purpose, it was something more, much more deeper. And for me, it's like the people who were coming into my space were on assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't see them as, you know, I don't see this being bad and wrong. They're on assignment. Their job is to keep me on my path.
Right.
They have an assignment as well. And I realized that when I walked out of the meeting today that this is finished. This is finished for me.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, okay, now which direction do I want to walk in? Because for me, my plan is, you know, I really want to be out of there, you know, at the end of February, the beginning of March.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the plan for me because it's finished.
Right.
I know you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. And you know what's really funny? Your mother, is she still living or has she crossed over? And I'm going to tell you why.
My mother's still living.
I'm getting somebody.
I do have a grandmother.
Very maternal from the other side who's coming across and patting you on the back and just being so kind and so loving and so sweet. And she's and can I? I know this is I'm pushing the envelope here. I'm trying to get a name.
That's okay. Please.
Is there like an at the end of her name?
Lindora.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. That's her. I'm getting
Hi,
the
grandma.
At the end. Yeah. There you go. She can hear you. She's smiling. With a beautiful smile, by the way, and you'll understand what that means. A beautiful smile. She with all her teeth. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. 'Cause she's pointing and letting me know that you should know that. She's letting you know she's so proud of you. And the energy that she's sending across is one of this should be seen as a complete and total success. And like, you know, put another check mark next to this event because look what you've accomplished and look what you did. Kind of goes back to what we were talking about. I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, soul points. You added soul points. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, actually, explain that to me. It sounds interesting because I didn't hear the beginning of the show, but that sounds awesome.
Soul points is when we get up to the pearly gates and it's time for us to go into heaven. We all have like an individual counter. And you need so many soul points to cross over that threshold. And you gain them by doing the right thing. Not always the easy thing, but the right thing.
Exactly.
Kind
exactly.
things. Giving of yourself, expecting nothing in return. You
yes.
gain soul points. And then, of course, when we do those things that we've all done them, that maybe, you know, we lose a few soul points for that.
Yes.
You have
I've
definitely
lost
gained.
A lot.
Yeah. We all have. Let's be honest. You know, we all have. But we are gaining soul points by what you did. You gained soul points, and so you did the right thing, and that's what your grandmother's kind of like. She's like kind of smiling, like nodding really fast, like yes, you gained soul points, honey, soul points, and she's really happy for you. So you're doing really well. You are going to move in another direction. You will be getting involved with something. Now, let me ask you: have you looked at governmental agencies?
That's interesting because about 3 years ago, I actually worked for, I worked for the state. It was a temp position, but I had worked for the state.
Okay. Because I feel like you're going to be going
government.
Into that. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? That's what happens when you call a psychic. So this is what you need to do, Lisa. I think you need to go and look at a job with a governmental agency, because I feel like you have a very, and I say this with in a kind, with love in my heart when I say you have a lot of righteousness to you in a good way. You know, some people, they're righteous in
a
bad way.
You know what, I do.
I know, and it's great. It's wonderful, though. You do have a lot of righteousness. You know
it
right
makes me feel
wrong.
Like a freak. It really makes me feel like a freak.
No, you're not a freak. No. You know, I so admire it, and it's the kind of people I love to surround myself with because I love the goodness in them. I love to know that somebody's going to make the right choice. You know, my co-host, Jessica, she is one of the most honest people I know. And I know that even if I'm having a bad day and I call her on the phone and I'm, she's still going to set me right. She's still going to say, yeah, but that's not nice. You know?
Right,
she's very righteous. She won't let me be mean to people, even if I want to be. So God bless her. I mean, I truly do. You try and surround yourself in life with people like that because they keep you on the straight and narrow. And I truly think that it's an awesome way to be, and you're not a freak. And God bless you for being that way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're
because,
welcome.
Because I am like that. It's like, you know, it's like, even with me, it's like I know in the back of my mind, I'm like, these are things that I need to do. I need to do the right thing. Even though
of course.
I'm having a hard time with it, but I need to do the right thing. Because for me, I don't always want to be looking over my back, looking over my shoulders.
Right.
Because
you
I
know,
need to do the right thing, and it's going to catch up. Because I've been
through
that.
I'm
going to
share something with you.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years, many moons ago, I worked for a very large company that shall not be named and had acquired a great deal of success and was very fortunate and very blessed. And there was a coworker of mine who had done nothing wrong, but they needed a sacrificial lamb to appease.
Yep.
And they wanted to say she did something that I knew she did not do.
Yeah.
And I said, no, she did not do it. And they said, well, we just need you to, and I said, I don't care what you need. She didn't do it. I won't say it. I know for a fact she did not do this. And I actually made the statement to a governmental agency, and then I left the company. And it was a really hard thing to do. I know.
Yes.
Very, very difficult thing to do. But at the same time, one of the best things I ever did in my life.
Absolutely.
And I wish
that people could be more like that.
Yeah, it's not so easy. Not so easy.
It isn't. And that's why I feel like I have to always be championing for myself. Because even in the situation at work. Yes,
because
even at work, you know, people who know the truth of the situation will not speak up and say, you know what, that's not true. She didn't do that.
Yeah.
I know what she does. And it's like they don't think that I know because I'm very intuitive. They don't think that
I know
what they did. And I don't speak about it, but I know.
But that's where that
peacefulness
comes
this.
From. That's where that peacefulness comes from. So even in the retelling of the story that I just shared with you, it could have been one of those where I don't regret because I know I did the right thing. And that's why I always say, tell the truth, don't lie. You never have anything to feel guilty about.
Exactly.
You always do the right thing.
Exactly. And again, there's the thing, the truth will set you free. It will set you free. And that's why I don't want to be in a position where I knew that I was dishonest, because I know God is not going to let me get away with it.
That's right.
I don't get away with it.
You're
it's like I don't want to keep
that's
running.
That rebound karma.
Yes.
That's right.
And looking over my shoulder, knowing that I did not do the right thing, because I already know it's going to catch up to me. There is just
yes, it is.
It's going to catch up to me. Right when I think things are fine and dandy, it's going to bite me on the back of my butt.
And you're going to wonder why.
And
then you're going to say, oh, yeah, I remember when I said this.
Exactly.
It didn't really happen, but I just wanted to cover myself and make my life easier.
Yes. Exactly.
Now.
And I learned my lesson. Like, you know what? No.
Yeah.
No. I'm
good for
standing
you.
In the truth, because this is not going to come back and bite me, because I know it's going to. It's going to. You never get away with anything like that.
No.
You don't. You just don't.
Well, and that's karma, you know. And I know in Christianity they don't believe in karma. But it's a word, and I'm going to say karma does come back and bite you in the butt, and
it
may take a long time before it happens, or it may happen really quick. But I guarantee it's never going to happen at the right time. It's always going to happen at the worst time it could ever happen, and you can avoid it by doing the right thing.
Exactly. So I always tell people you need to speak up. It's not always about covering your backside, because the very thing that you're trying to cover is the very thing that you will lose in the end.
There you go. You should be a motivational speaker.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because I'm speaking.
You're good.
This has happened to me. This is because I'm speaking because I've experienced it, and I know. And I tell people don't do it. Don't do it. You don't think
You'll
anybody's watching. God's watching. Trust me. You think, oh, this is smooth, nobody's watching. Somebody is always watching. And then you start to hear it. And then it's like, how did they find that out? How did they know that? I thought I covered all my tracks. You don't.
It's so, so true. And look at it this way. God always has the webcam running, so you can't ever get away with that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It's like the big,
I like
the
that one. I should add
watching.
That to my list. God always has the webcam running. I'm going to make that number 51.
There you go.
Absolutely. That's why it's like, you know, you think that, you know, you find the money on, you know, on the table, you pick it up and you're looking around, you think nobody's watching you. Trust and believe, somebody's watching you. You don't think so? And then when they come and point their finger at you and says, no, I saw you take it, you weren't in the room. Where were you? I was sitting in the chair. You didn't see me.
Right, right. Exactly. I saw it all.
You know,
it's back.
Yep. You can't do it. And that's why for me, it's like I need to walk this path. It's not righteousness, but of doing the right thing. Because I don't want to be,
again,
in a place where things are falling into place and then, boom, it all falls apart. Because, again, that's happened before, and I'm like, okay, I know why. And then it comes to me, I know why. And so, you know what? I can't cry over this. I did it. I deserved it. I can't cry over this. Get up, wipe your face, and move on.
Exactly. And I would say this to you. You are a living, breathing, walking example of what a human being should be. Don't change it. Don't alter it. You will never want or need for anything. It will always be provided because God sees the beginning to the end and the end to the beginning, and He already knows the choices you're making. So don't worry.
Amen.
Okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you called
in. I need to hear that.
God
bless
you
for calling. I'm so glad that you are here and that you do what you do, and I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. And I appreciate you. You feel free to call in any time, okay?
I will, honey. I will. God bless you all.
Thank you, and you
too.
Good night now.
All righty.
Bye-bye. What a great person, huh?
She is awesome.
Yeah. You know, if the world was full of people like that, there'd be no wars. There'd be no, you know?
No, it'd be peace and love.
Peace and love and happiness and everybody nurturing everyone else and... You know, I wish that's the way it could always be.
I know.
We come across some incredible people sometime, and she's definitely one of those incredible people, and we're very blessed to have her call in. We appreciate that. Let's go ahead, and we've got time for one more caller. I'll be a little quick because I know we're running out of time, and the show automatically cuts off at the two-hour mark. This person's calling in from 907 with a prefix of 474. Hi, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. What's your first name?
I'm Charlotte.
Did you say Charlotte?
Correct.
Okay. Well, hi, Charlotte. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Are you
guys
calling
today?
From Alaska?
Yes.
That must be why there's a delay on the line, because it's so far away. How can I help you, Charlotte?
I was wondering, am I doing the right thing by ignoring my family members?
Well, the first thing that I'm getting is that you're ignoring them for a reason, and the reason is you're right and they're wrong, right? And they're not necessarily healthy for you, correct?
Yes, because I'm terminally ill, and I feel like
they
keep on picking on me while I'm sick, like my father pawned my guitar that he knew I loved for no reason at all.
But let me ask you this question, and this is where the angels come full circle, which is always so hard. Some of the choices that they have made and some of the things they have done for a reason. You may not understand them. You may not agree with them. But in their mind, they were right in what they've done. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, so the question that I have for you is, do you want to have a forgiving heart?
Yes, but the thing is, I keep on forgiving them, and they keep on attacking me. So.
And, well, I know.
When is enough?
Well, but they're also, they have a very unhealthy mindset. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
And I pray for them, too, and I bless them every night before I go to bed, but...
Right, exactly. So you can't, so you can't change who they are. You can change the way you respond to what they do and say, but I don't think completely cutting them out of your life is what you want to do at this point. I would keep them at a very far distance, arm's length, okay? But I would not cut off all communication.
Really?
Well, I know it's, I know you want to, but you just said it yourself. I didn't say it. You told me you're terminally ill. Do you really want to cross over whenever that's going to be, not having had any communication with them at all?
No.
Of course not. And honestly, and here's the weird thing, like, you know, I don't get life and death, like, I don't get information on that, so I can't, you know, I can't say anything to that. Do I feel like you're going anywhere soon? I really don't. I just want to tell you that. I'm not getting that urgency.
Healing.
Yeah, see? There you go. Okay. I'm not getting that urgency at all. Even more of a reason, you know, understand that in their kind of twisted up minds, they do have, you know, they think they're doing things for the right reason. And so you just have to say, God bless them. I'm sorry for them. And I'm sorry they're so confused and twisted and whatever. But, you know, I do love you because you are my family and I just wish you well. Even to say that is enough. Do you know what I mean?
I've done that.
Then you've done enough. Then you've done enough, you know.
Okay.
It would be unwise for you to expose yourself to more hurt and pain or theft as you, because you kind of do look at it that way, you know.
That's how it feels to me.
Mm-hmm. And that makes total sense to me, too, because who wouldn't feel that way? But in their mind, they had a very valid reason for doing what they did. So it's always in perception, and theirs is a little, you know, off kilter. I will be willing to admit that 100%. You are such a kind, good-hearted person and want nothing but peace and happiness in your life and sunshine. So, yes, you're going to keep your exposure to them limited, but I would not cut them out of your life completely. I don't think that's healthy.
No, I don't either.
See?
I keep on going back and forth with it. It doesn't feel right to me. That's why I ask. I'm like,
because, see, that's what we call God's GPS, God's positioning system. He puts it in every single person. It's the most annoying thing sometimes because it's like we want to go and just, like, you know, do what we want to do, and then God's GPS, it starts, like, blinking inside of us saying, hold on, you know better. You can't do that. And then you have to, you know, do the right thing.
Well, right, because I don't want to completely, like, take myself away from them, because if anything happens to them, I'd like to help them. Like, I'd like to be there to help. And that's the problem, because I figure if I stop talking to them or I take myself away, then if they need help, I won't be there. And that's the biggest fear.
You won't be there, you won't know. Mm-hmm. I know. And so that's why you're going to have limited exposure. It's kind of like radiation can be a good thing and very minute doses, right?
Right.
It's the same thing about family that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, a nuclear bomb. So you only want little doses of them, but you don't want to cut them out of your life completely because it's not healthy to do that.
Right.
That's a weird analogy, isn't it? But somehow fitting.
Right. I understand perfectly.
Okay. Okay, then. Very good. So that's my advice, and that's what God's GPS was sending you anyway. So you know the direction you need to go in.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. There you go. So follow that. You'll be good to go.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, thank you for calling in, and listen to our show again. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, I enjoyed it today, actually. So, yes, I
Thank
learned a
you.
Lot.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much. God bless you. Have a good night. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Hi, God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. sweet girl, huh?
Very sweet.
It's you know, we all have that. It's so annoying sometimes because we want to do what we want to do, and yet we know we got to do the right thing.
I know.
And
it's so annoying.
Thanks. But that's I'm so grateful for those times because it's like I think that I fear that I don't want to say fear, but I wouldn't want to ever see the day come where I'm able to do something like that when I know I shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I can no longer hear God's GPS, then I'm in trouble because my entire guidance system is going to be off, you know. So it's good we hear it, right? I mean,
I think it's an important part of your life, and, you know.
I think it is,
too.
You
can't really ignore it because it's really loud.
No, it really is, and it'll keep you awake at night. And I bet it's kept her awake at night, too.
I guarantee you.
I bet you. Now, we have Friday coming up, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Day for Valentine's.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I know Valentine's Day can be miserable for some people because if you're not dating somebody, it's like, oh, and you want to be. You're like, oh, Valentine's Day, I hate this day. But there's different ways you can handle Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a healthy attitude or you can have a sucky attitude. And I said sucky, see, allergy medicine, no filter.
Ooh, that
I know.
Word.
I can't believe I said that, but I said the word sucky. Okay, so here's the thing. My daughter happens not to be dating anybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
So she called one of her friends who's not dating anyone, and they decided they're going to be each other's Valentine and go out and have dinner
and
just have a
sweet.
Good time.
That's
just
nice.
Because they don't want to sit home, and they're
right.
not going to sit home and, you know. That's a good, healthy attitude.
That
I'm like, yeah, yay.
Healthy attitude.
Just pump, good idea. So if you're coming to Valentine's Day and you've got a special someone, great. Please, please remember it's not about what you get. It's not about what you give. It's just about expressing love. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, I hear so many people sometimes I get, this is one of my busiest times of year, obviously, and people will call me up and say, oh, I didn't get what I, you know, he only got me this. And I'm thinking to myself, you love him. He loves you. He didn't have maybe the budget to get you what you wanted.
Yeah.
Don't complain, okay? Be happy
be
if
happy
they are
you
in your life.
Be happy you have a Valentine. Come on.
Exactly, exactly. And I am a person who really dislikes these forced holidays
mm-hmm.
because I think I would want my husband to give me flowers when he wants to, not when something on the calendar says he has to.
Right.
Right? So I really don't like forced holidays. We all adhere to them, but I'm really not thrilled about them, I have to be honest.
Well, especially Valentine's Day. That's such a Hallmark holiday, you know?
Well, it really is,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's harder. My husband's, all right, we have Christmas, then
mm-hmm.
my husband's birthday is February 2nd.
Yeah.
And then Valentine's Day, so it's like, it's hard enough to buy that man something for Christmas, and then for his birthday.
Valentine, and I think men are hard to buy for Valentine's Day anyway.
It is. I do the same thing every year. He looks forward to it, so it works out really well. And
oh,
I don't,
yeah.
Well, no. I purchased some. No. Maybe not too, but that's besides the point. No. There's something, a special treat that he likes that I buy. I don't want to say because he listens
treat.
To the show, but he knows what it is. So I can say he loves dark chocolate, so I get him this special dark chocolate thing every year, and then he's happy, and that's it. And that's it. So that's what he's getting.
I was making it more exciting than that.
I know. We'll see. Well, that's okay. Make it more exciting than that, but not that I'm going to share with everybody on the show. So I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. If you have a sweetheart, great. If you don't, do not look at it as a negative. Look at it as a positive. That gives you an opportunity to get together with somebody, a friend. If you don't have a friend, go to meetup.com. Find a group that you can go to so that you don't have to be alone on Valentine's Day. Right, Jessica?
Sure.
Sure. I mean, keep busy. That's the whole point. Keep those trolls at bay. Squash
right.
them. Push them out on a boat. Get rid of them. Don't allow them to enter your lives. We will see you all right here next Wednesday night on the Christian Psychic Cafe at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to play you all out with a little bit of Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind. Thanks for listening, folks. God bless.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is warm?